Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Happy Football Friday to you, my friend.
Good morning. Thanks so much. Another big week. A couple more weeks left in the season. But this is a huge one. Seven teams left as we hit tonight.
Seven teams in Dayton, Broward, as you said. Before we jump on those, how about Cardinal Gibbons come back against Gulliver Prep on the road? Incredible. Yeah. I thought Gulliver Prep, I mean, you get down like that, and for those guys to come back down, what, three scores, and come back and win that damn game. Blue, you were there. What was that like?
Well, it was 27-7 at half, and I was sitting with standing with a couple of people on the sideline as the third quarter began. I said, let me tell you something. If Gulliver comes out and scores, I'm heading back on the Palmetto, because it'll be 34-7, and this thing won't be fun at all. And wow. Yeah, it was crazy, because it happened so slowly, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, they're within a touchdown, and then they take the lead, and then they're holding on for dear life, because Gulliver's got one of the best kickers in the country, is going to Virginia, and you're thinking, oh boy, they get within, you know, any type of distance, they could tie this thing up and go to overtime again, the kid, Carson Haggard, who had a great, I can't tell you what a great career he's had. You know, ever since he was in ninth grade, he's worked his way up for Gulliver. And he, as good as he looked in the first half, he just couldn't get it together in the second half.
Amazing.
And, maybe it's experience of Cardinal Gibbons have been in this game two out of the last 3 years, you know, to know, hey, listen, don't ever give up. And it was without a doubt, it was easily the best game of the weekend, because it was unexpected how when they went, you know, far behind, you never thought that they would even climb back in it, and they did.
Well, listen, we got some great stories, although we were talking about this morning. It looks like a lot of the same old names here late in the playoffs from Dayton, Broward County. But let's jump in it here. I want to get your take on these teams. One of the better teams outside of South Florida has been Venice for a long time. Columbus has to go there and play, and of course we know Cardinal Gibbons beat them earlier in the year. Is this going to be a good game? What do you expect?
I'm just hoping that, you know, Columbus doesn't make mistakes, because Venice could crush you really easily. I mean, they could have crushed Gibbons really easy if they didn't make 27 penalties. I mean, there was 42 penalties in that game. Venice is really good. Columbus is as good, as well coached as you can get, and they've just got to keep this team under wraps, because Venice can make it 35-7 in a hurry. That's the way it is. So they have to play a flawless game just to be in it. I'll put it into perspective. That's how good Venice is, and they've been the odds-on favorite since the beginning. The only two games they had that game, as we just talked about, against Gibbons, and then they were 21-20 against Coco, but Coco's still alive, and they've only lost once, and that was it. So it's going to be a tough assignment, but Coach Dave Dunn is as good as you get, so he'll have them ready.
All right, you're ready to move it down from 8A to 7A, and that is St. Thomas Aquinas, who is going to play Buholtz Gainesville, both teams with a 12-1 record. They got to go to St. Thomas Aquinas, where they haven't lost at home forever in the playoffs.
Forever.
Could this be a good game? What do you expect?
Well, you know, if you do one of those matchups and say, well, you know, this team played that team and that team played this team. Well, remember, Buholtz lost earlier in the year to Cardinal Gibbons, 16-7 up there. That's their only loss. And it's no shame to lose against a 4A state champion, but what St. Thomas Aquinas did to Givens was obscene at FAU. I mean, they just did everything they wanted to against them. So I don't think this is a problem. I think St. Thomas runs away in this game. They're just too good. And we talked about this yesterday, Joe. Do you realize if they didn't play Tampa Jesuit on short notice, they'd be number three in the country right now, at least number three in the country, because they beat St. Francis Academy to start the year, beat them good, beat them by two touchdowns, and then St. Francis roughed up IMG a couple of weeks ago, and they were number two. So, yeah, you got to believe St. Thomas has got it going. They're winning this whole thing. I don't think anybody, I don't care who's in the way. They're just, right now, they're one of the top three teams in the state.
All right, so maybe one of the best games. I'm just looking on paper. Tell me, Blue, if you disagree. Northwestern is doing one of those things that they seem to do late in the year. They get really good, and they don't mind going on the road against that Tampa Jesuit team, who I get we got to give them some credit no matter what. So what do you like in this game? It's at Tampa Jesuit. They got some real good players, including defensive coordinator Todd Bowles' son, one of the great linebackers in high school right now. Yes. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's funny that Jesuit was in this position last year. They lost by three to Heritage, and Heritage went to the state title. Northwestern wasn't in this position last year. So this is the first time you could actually say that somebody other than Northwestern wasn't in the region final or in the state semifinals last year. Tampa Jesuit's really good. They don't make mistakes. And that's the one thing. Northwestern may have overwhelming talent, and they do, and they're well coached, and they've reeled off three real good games. But let's face it, they got just pummeled by Naples. They got crushed by IMG, and Central took them apart in every which way. So with those three losses in mind, Tampa Jesuit could do the same thing very easily, very easily. So can't put the ball on the ground. Got to continue to do what they've done offensively. They've averaged 48 points, and Tigers been crazy at quarterback for them and done a great job. It's defense. You got to worry about their defense. Okay. If they can't stop Tampa Jesuit's running game, is just crazy. They're big up front. Can't make mistakes. Northwestern cannot make mistakes. They give them any other reason to score, and this game will get out of hand. But Northwestern's got a great team. They're up there already. They went up early to try to get acclimated. You know, it's four and a half hour ride. Nothing like the ones that, some of these other teams are taking, but it's still a good ride. Northwestern has to play flawless football to win this game.
All right, and let's move it down to 5A. Central, oh, my God, have they been good. And, now they play Glen St. Mary, and I got to be honest, man, where in the hell is that place? I've heard of every school in every area. Help me out.
Yeah, northwest of Jacksonville. So we're taking a ride. I think Coach Mays and his team have been riding for the last 2 days just to get here. It's a long way. You're almost near Georgia, not far away. But they've been in this before. They played Heritage 4 or 5 years ago. A big team, smaller. Central should have no problem.
I was going to say, going to Trask Powell,
Yeah. Well, at least these teams could say they played in Trask Powell. You know, I mean, down the road, all these kids from St. Mary, and last week, some of these teams playing in there. I mean, that's the one thing, 5-6 years down the road, we got pummeled, but you know what? We got to play at Trask Powell.
Yeah. This is where Dalvin Cook played right here, man. Yeah. And all these other guys from Central. It's crazy.
Exactly. Not much of a game. I respect Coach Kevin Mays and what he's done at Baker County, but this is a whole different animal coming in here.
Yeah. Let's you ready to slide it down one more time here and go to St. Pete Lakewood at Cardinal Gibbons. Cardinal Gibbons got themselves a nice little home game at Fort Lauderdale. Boy, I can't get a read on Cardinal Gibbons. What's your take on this one?
This is going to be a good game. I saw Lakewood earlier in the year. They got beat down here by Chaminade. Good football team, really elusive quarterback, and outstanding. They have a kid that leads in interceptions, a kid Terrell Crosby. He's got 14 picks, and Chaminade don't pass a whole lot. But Gibbons could run, and that's the whole thing too. Gibbons got established a run in this game, and if they do, it's going to be a really good game. But still, in the back of their mind is how they got behind last week. So if they get behind, They always know that they have the weapons to come back. This is going to be a close game. I really do. I think it's going to be a good game. I think Gibbons is they're defending state champions, but Lakewood's been trying to make Lakewood's been in this game, I think, 10 out of the last 11 years. So they're used to being in state semifinals and state and region finals. So it's going to be a good one. It's good that Gibbons got a home game for this one as well.
Tallahassee, Florida High. Ooh. At Chaminade. I don't wish Chaminade on anybody unless you really dislike them, because they're really friggin' good.
Yeah, I agree. 465-mile ride.
Oh, for what they're going to get. Ouch.
Yeah, and they're optimistic, and obviously they've done a great job, and they played Chaminade 2 years ago. And Thad Franklin kind of broke a state record on that night for rushing. But the way I look at it is Chaminade feels, I'm sure they feel bad that they got to make the ride. But Chaminade's going to follow them right back, because they're going to go right to the state championship next week for the sixth consecutive time. And it's in Tallahassee for the small schools. I don't see any scenario where Florida High can win this game. They're not going to move the ball consistently against a team that nobody else has done it against. So they're not going to. They've had shutout after shutout. They're loaded. Coach Damian Jones has done a tremendous job. And, they got athletes, Florida High, but nothing like they're going to see on tonight.
Yeah. And then finally, that other school that's always in the championship is Hialeah Champagnat.
Yeah.
Give me your take on the Naples First Baptist Academy. It sounds impressive, the First Baptist Academy.
Yeah.
But that Hialeah thing is little – how good are they this year, Blue?
Good. They're going for a sixth straight state title. They've the only losses they have were to state-rated teams, bigger. They won this game 41-0 last year. But what the heck? I think this is the third trip over there for Champagnat this year. They played in Naples quite. So that's like a home game for them. Coach Calvejo's done a great job. And I don't think anybody, when we say it, guys, I don't think anybody realizes the magnitude, because just getting to a state title once is a dream that comes true for a lot of people. But if they win tonight, this is six in a row. Another team that's gone six. I mean, you talk about dynasty. South Florida has dynasties wrapped up at 2 and 3, and then 7 with St. Thomas. So this could be their third, and Central going for their third straight. So South Florida football alive and kicking, thank goodness. I mean, we're playing football. Everybody's taking notice, and at least we have some home games for our fans to check out. And then next week is a small school finals, and then for all that complaining that we never get the finals in 2 weeks, we'll have 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 right there at Drive Pink Stadium and on the sacred grounds of Lockhart. So I'm excited, and everybody down here should be. We waited a long time to get the state finals. We'll have them for a while, and I'm excited about that, and hopefully we could get 4 or 5, or I'd like to get all 7.
Yeah.
But being realistic, I'd like to get 4 or 5 teams in that final.
Well, thank you to Inter Miami. I'm getting to be a big fan of old Inter Miami for buying in on our high school stuff. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you who else I'm a big fan of, Blue. That is Auto Nation, man, for their support during this great time and all this great high school football with this ridiculous talent that we have here in South Florida.
Yeah, no doubt, Joe. They've been with us every step of the way. Mike Jackson, Mark Cannon. Listen to the show every Monday night on our beautiful AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
Yeah,
beautiful. And it's, there's sure a lot of drivers out there, custom paint jobbers, the tailgate upgraders, the super fans with super loud speakers, and you listening to me right now. Well, you're in luck, because Auto Nation is here for every driver. They love getting and keeping you on the road, but AutoNation doesn't just sell cars. They service them and even buy them as well. Yep, if you're looking to sell your current vehicle, AutoNation will buy it for top dollar, even if you don't buy one from them. You'll get a check on the spot that you could deposit right away. Start your super easy appraisal right now at AutoNation.com, so no matter who you are or what you drive, AutoNation has the car or truck you want. Hurry to the AutoNation store nearest you today. What drives you drives us at AutoNation.
Blue, thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
Blue. Enjoy the heck out of it, man. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
Larry Bluestein joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
We got Hollywood's headlines coming up. He's got some great stuff that you're going to want to stick around for. We'll be right back with that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.